Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Okay, today we're doing something a little bit different. As you can hear, we are outside at a cafe, and we're talking about using more than the breath to get you into your rhythm.
Yeah, so, we're gonna talk a little bit about natural cycles
and circadian rhythm.
Yeah, and circadian rhythm, which is coming to light a lot at the moment.
Yes, and we noticed that there's a lot of people that have been coming through this saying that they're having issues with sleeping or regeneration, cellular regeneration. So they're having all these kind of like issues that are caused generally by stress on the system. So yes, you know, we have been talking about breathing, but breathing is a small component. So
yeah, the big problem that and it's around in the literature at the moment is everybody knows that if you're getting shit sleep, you're gonna feel shit. There's no two ways about it, because all your regeneration programs, or most of the regeneration programs, happen when you're asleep. And so your body has a natural cycle for that. So when your brain is switched off at night, your body's still working to regenerate. And it has some very long-winded terms that we're not going to go into, but there are look-up terms such as apoptosis and also things to do with the circadian cycle. So have a look at, if you want to look up some terms, have a look at those there. They're about cell regeneration and the programs that run in the background.
So, and we're going to talk about, what's the opportunity and why getting into circadian rhythm and these sorts of things. So what we've noticed is it's an opportunity to harmonize your nature.
With nature.
I was like, yeah, I thought, I was thinking it was woo-woo-y, or, you know, not tangible because you can't see it and these sorts of things, until we started trying it for ourselves. So kind of like the framework and what we did is it was quite simple. We chased the sun, respected the moon.
Yeah.
Honored our cycles, particularly mine, because I'm the female of the house, and valuing water. Like, water is not just water. Like, value water and touch the earth. So that's one of the reasons why we're outside doing this podcast, is because we're in nature. We're in the elements. We're in the, you know, there's people around us, the sun, the wind, and these sorts of things, which are really important.
So let's just back up on that for a second, because I want to really reiterate this. While these complex systems and complex things go on inside your body to do with light exchange that comes through the mitochondria and the water that your mitochondria make inside your body that then hold different types of light that fuel the cells and tell which cells to turn on, which cells to turn off. All of this stuff is hard science. It's been around for years. But what it boils down to is a couple of really simple things that you can do that Angie just mentioned before. When we say chase the sun, what we mean by that is get up and go and witness the sun as it comes up in the morning.
Breathe in the sunrise.
The sun that comes up in the morning, especially right in that time between when it rises and about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, there is a perfect amount of balanced light that your body needs to absorb. Because I think what most of us forget is we are still part plant. and we do use, there is a term, if you want to look it up, look up animal photosynthesis and you can find some literature on it, because we still do use sunlight to transport energy around our body and to tell our cells which cells to turn on and turn off. So it is something that's still used.
So in a day and age where you're working from 9 to 5,
inside,
and then in your car to travel, and then in your home to get ready.
Maybe under lighting.
Yeah, and
that's foreign.
Only see like a smidge of sunlight passing from one undercover to another undercover. So, you know, we get sunburned because our body hasn't learned to absorb the light.
And, you know, with the respect of the moon, think about the moon, right? The moon moves the tides on the earth. The moon will dictate how crops grow. Now, that happens with the movement of water. What is your body? Your body is like 90%. It's more. Yeah. I think it's been proven now that your body's like about 90% water.
A lot of water.
A lot of water. So if you think that the moon doesn't affect the water, especially in your brain, which affects mood and all sorts of things.
Especially if you're a female.
Correct. So the moon cycles are going to actually affect you as well. So that's why we say you start looking at what do the moon cycles represent? What does it represent when it's coming up to a full moon? Or what does it represent when it's coming up to a new moon? Mm. These things are worthy of some research.
And I actually spoke about this briefly in our book, Three Lessons on How to Lower Stress Naturally. And you can get it free. We've got a free ebook on our website. So you can grab that one for free and go to the women's section, Menstruating for Women. It's really interesting to understand more about your cycles, which we don't have time to go in this podcast. I'll do another one on this after that.
Yeah,
yeah. So honoring your cycles.
So light, water, and magnetism is another huge one. There's loads of science out there now that we know that magnetism affects us. You know, everyone knows that staying in front of your computer too long or having your cell phone on, all these things, you hear this all the time, and it is serious stuff. The magnetic fields affect you and affect your cells. So getting yourself out and putting your feet on the ground, you've heard it before, people have been going on about it for thousands of years. Grounding allows your body to discharge and take energy on and balance out the magnetism that happens in your body. Now, we're explaining some really complex things in very simple terms. That's because that's what we like to do here. Is if you want to look up the science on this, loads of papers on it. We have tried this out. We understand that when you do go and put your feet on the ground, you just feel better. You feel better.
And even going outside.
You know, the other really leveraged thing that you can do in the evening, in accordance with when the solar cycles are, is after the sun goes down at night, have no foreign light on in your house. What I mean by foreign light is...
Turn the lights off.
Yeah, is it anything that's white light.
Turn your Wi-Fi off.
You know, all of these things really, really help. We have candle light on at home or red light. And
we have red lights in our salt rock lamps as well.
Massively helped with the quality of our sleep. Massively. And it's helped massively with the quality of our little monsters' sleep. The girls sleep so much better.
They're
not exposed to any of the screens or blue light, even lights in the house.
So let's talk about what we've gotten from doing this, okay? Mm. So one thing first and foremost for me personally, since I started wearing the blue blocking glasses when the sun goes down and when we're on electronics, I don't have them on now because we're outside, but I've got them on, and ever since I started having those and using a sleep mask, so it's been about 3 or 4 months, I noticed immediately my period cycle started to change. And what happened is it was completely opposite to where it was supposed to be. Look, previous to the invention of the light bulb, women were bleeding on a new moon. We're supposed to be bleeding together on a new moon. So light came in and screwed all of that up and threw people's cycles off, the women's cycles off.
This
so
is,
for
remember,
me,
harmonizing with the natural
cycles. So when I started doing this, so like aligning my circadian rhythm, my period cycle came into rhythm with nature of the moon. And man, my energy levels are different. My being peaceful when at the time where I was normally really stressed out or going crazy, like I feel like I have way more navigation of my own energy rather than my energy having hold on me. And then on top of that, yes, the girls, they used to have this thing where I don't know where they find this energy, but they would get it in right before going to sleep. And it was this huge outburst where it was literally, you look in their eyes and it was like Jekyll and Hyde. They're not there. They're crazy. Their eyes are going like nuts. And then when we started doing this, like that,
cutting the blue light off in the evening.
The nighttime routine used to be the most difficult for me. And now it's like really...
harmonizing with natural energy.
My Lord. You don't... talk about the dopamine here.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really important too.
lots of people know about dopamine. If you're in a low dopamine state, it usually means you're in depression. Dopamine also is a big factor in pain, and it's also related to leptin. If you want to look up two important ones in the body, dopamine and leptin, we'll stay with dopamine for a second. Dopamine also affects your perception of time. Now, you've heard us talk about time before, and as most people will know, time stresses a lot of people out.
You know, when you're happy and having fun, you lose sight of time. You've got that dopamine and you're enjoying
it. And look, where we get our most natural source of dopamine is from the AM sunlight. that blue red balanced sunlight in the morning is where you make the most beta oxidant, or the best source of dopamine that you can make is made in the morning when you're witnessing that light, or you're out in that light in the morning. Add throwing your feet on the ground and maybe being down the beach or anywhere you want to be in nature.
Quality water.
And you're setting yourself up for success.
Creating your own dopamine hit rather than searching for dopamine from somebody else or something else.
This has all worked because it's helped us all cycle our nature with natural cycles, and we just feel so much better for it.
Yeah, and look, I'd say the biggest lesson that we learned is that we're not separate from nature.
No way. Get that? Get really start to think about whether you have begun to separate yourself from nature and think that you're not part of the greater cycles anymore.
Yeah, and I think Shane said something that really hit home with me too, respecting the behavior of your molecules. Like, we only think our behavior is in our mind and intellectually and what we feel and what we think and our emotions, but that stems from what's happening within the molecules. So if you start to respect what's happening within the molecules and start the change process with that, and that leads us into, that's why we chose the breathing, because it's the quickest, fastest way to use the breath to navigate through these changes. Like, if you're not a morning person and you're like, I don't want to get up in the morning, use your breath to guide you to where
to build
you
the
want
energy.
To build the energy to get there.
There's a whole lot of other reasons why the breathing is also important in this, because oxygen is the main information and energy transport in the mitochondria. If you know, the mitochondria is the little powerhouses in your cells. Well, oxygen and water are two really pivotal components in there. So, you know, the breathing, oxygenating yourself, learning to open up your breathing mechanism, CO2 has a big role to play in there as well, as something that conducts electrical energy in the body. So all of these things are very, very related. That's why all of them sink in. I mean, we've stumbled onto these things kind of by accident, but they all just link up.
Not bad.
You know,
what we're looking for.
It is what we're looking for, but we're astounded by how all these things have linked up into where they are.
Yeah, so... Yeah. A lot of the times, everything that we're looking for is really already there, surrounding us and within us. And
one of my current mentors, or someone that I've been following, has said that they don't believe that nature makes many mistakes, and that is probably true. If you have a look at the precision of nature, you'll find that Mother Nature doesn't make that many mistakes. So think about it. If you're harmonizing yourself with nature, with something that you can pretty much bet on every time, wouldn't you want to do that? Wouldn't that be where you want to sort of place your energy into the hands of nature?
That's right. So look, we invite you. It's a lot of information, but start to have a play. Pick the thing that we said that resonates with you the most. I'd say start with the sunrise. Just start there. Just start breathing in
grounding,
the sunrise.
Getting your feet on the earth, looking at the quality water that you have, you know, no lights after sun. These are all really simple things that you can do. Try it out.
Have a play with it.
And
how you go.
Please let us know if there's something more that you'd like to know about, because we'd like to stay on the surface and not get too deep in the science. Then we can have a better discussion about that.
Yeah.
But it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Enjoy nature. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.